How can Far North businesses and Māori benefit from an initiative designed to promote closer links between New Zealand and China? We're here at the Kopthorn in Waitangi, at the Forum for Investment and Trade, to find out just how that can happen.
Today is a historic day. It's a historic for the cooperation between China and Far North. It's also a historic day for the cooperation between China and New Zealand. And it's a historic day for the corporations and communications between my consular district is Bono.
We have come to New Zealand because if you're in New Zealand, and is like in we treat New Zealand as like in the Switzerland on the South Hemisphere. Yeah, so which means in New Zealand is more friendly, and we can come to here to and find more opportunities to cooperate with in the Western developed countries.
Ngāti Hinne Forestry is very open to talking with any investors, whether they be domestic or international.
We've been invited here to basically see how Māori land and Chinese investment can cooperate and work together partnership-wise. So, yeah.
I can see the huge potential in terms of the tourism development from this region, and I really believe my fellow Chinese will enjoy the scenery and the culture and the people here.
I think this is a great opportunity for the honey industry to be connected with China. The possibilities of it happening is great, and I think it will make a big difference for our social economic development in our rohes.
Why and for Chinese government for the last year, they just enlarged the Belt and the Road Initiative. Yeah, so we follow this lead and come to New Zealand, and we do want to do the cooperation and with a local business.
I thought it went fantastic. I thought that all of those words, solid partnerships, the potential is there. We've just got to reach out and have the conversations.
I believe the communication is absolutely the key, and so I believe that everything, the opportunity will start from here.
New Zealand give us a little chance, and we will return a great miracle.